Welcome to the final perek of Koheles. It's perek Yud Beis. When you're young, you're motivated to succeed, and your youthful body helps that. Right? When you're old, sometimes you live in fear of the worst, you live in fear of death, and therefore make sure you use your young time, your time of youth productively. There's a quite a somber mention of death, the body disintegrating, but the soul returns to Hashem. We're now referring to Chazal over here. Shlomo Melech talks about the power of the rabbis, their decrees, they guide us, they safeguard our Torah. The way the Maral puts it so beautifully in Baragola is the Torah are bones, based on the Gemara, Torah is bones, but the protective flesh is added by Chazal. In fact, the Torah expects the rabbis to enact safeguards. It references it in the Torah. Despite the wisdom in the Sefer, real wisdom can't truly be understood because you can't convey wisdom. You can have as many books as you want, but at the end of the day, wisdom has to be an acquired art. Shlomo devotes his life to teaching logical sense, not just retaining it for himself. Truth guides a person in life. Strive to keep Hashem's commandments. Yirah Shamayim is what it's at, and where it's at, and Hashem will judge everyone for their actions at the end of the day. That's Megillas Koheles. Material assets aren't going to help you long term, unless you use them as part of the mission to help you long term. Use your talents, use your qualities, protect wisdom, don't speak too much, be counted as one of the righteous and not as one of the foolish. That is the summary, and that is Perek Yud Beis.